We were holding the bottom of Chaf Aleph, Chaf Aleph Beis, four lines in the bottom. So the Gemara said, to explain the Braisa before, that there's a chilek between wine and oil, that by wine we don't want you to keep it around to use it for zilov, because we're afraid if you're going to do so, one is going to come to Takala and eat it when it's Tameh, he's going to forget that it's Tameh and he's going to come to eat it. So the Gemara continues with Takala Atzma, this Yisoid, this idea that we're choshed for Takala, Tanoi, is the Machlokes Tanoim if we are or we are not. The Tanya, because we learned in a brayza, chavish shel yain shel truma. If you have a barrel of wine of truma, shinit meis that became tamei, and now you can't drink it anymore. You should spill it out all right away. You can't keep it around, because if you keep it around, we're afraid you're going to come to takala. Beisil loimrim, beisil say no. Tas azilif, you could use it for azilif, to spray it around and use it use the wine as a fragrance to make the room smell nice. So obviously he wasn't choshed for takala. I'll be machria. If we're talking that the barrel of wine that became tummy is out in the field, where obviously in the field you're not going to use it for zilof, so you have to bring it home to use it for zilof. So then tishbechavol, spill it out right away, because we're afraid that by time as you're transporting it, you're going to end up taking from it, and you're going to come to takala. But if it's already in the house where you could do zilof right away, tasa zilof, so then you're able to use it for zilof, and we're not afraid in such a short time span for takala. Ikeda amri, others say that what was his achra? Bechadosh, if it's new wine, so it's not so aromatic as of yet, it has to sit and age first before it gets that very pungent, fragrant odor. So if that's the case, in the meantime, you're afraid that he's going to come to takala. So tishbechevel, you have to spill it out right away. B'yashem, but if the wine is already aged and already has a good fragrance, so then in the short time that it's going to take till you use it for zilov, that for that short time we're not afraid, and tasa zilov, you could use it for zilov. Amulai, the Chacham said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Ein achra shlishis machras. The fact that you are machria, that's not really called achra. That's not called that you are being machria, weighing in between those two shitas, because Beishamai and Beisil never indicated, they never mentioned the word bias or sada, as if that there's a makim to be machala between a bias and a sada. So you are bringing up these concepts, this is a third opinion, this is not called achra, and therefore we don't have to listen to your achra. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina, machloikis, this machloikis that we had until now, when you have truma falling through the press and it's going to fall into the chulin to meim, if you're allowed to be mitame the truma to save the chulin, that's all shenafel lepachas mimeya sa chulin, that it fell into less than 100 sa of chulin. So the shear of bittel for truma is always 1 into 100. So the stuff on the top does not have enough chulin on the bottom to be mevatel it. Therefore, if it falls in, it's going to mess up the chulin. It's going to make the chulin non-usable. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, at least, you're allowed to be metamet in order to save the chulin. Avol, nafal lemeya chulin tumeim, but if it fell into at least 100 saw of chulin tumeim, where the chulin that falls in, even though it's osur, but it will become batel, so then everybody agrees, let it fall down memela into the bottom, into the reservoir, and become tummy by itself. And you're not allowed to catch it in a kli and be mitami be a dime to stop it from falling into the chulin, because over here you won't have a hefset to the chulin because it will be bottle. Tani nami hochi, we learned like that in the brisa. The brisa says chavish and nishbaro begasel yoino. You have a barrel that broke in the upper part of the gas. And underneath in the reservoir is Meya Chulin. Temeim is 100 times that of Chulin Temeim. Maida Rabbi Yezer, the Rabbi Shua, over there Rabbi Yezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yachol Ahatzim, Imena Revius B'tahara, that if you could save at least the Revius in a Kli that's tar, even though in the meantime it's going to cause it, the rest of the Truma is going to fall into the Chulin on the bottom, Yatzel, your Mechuyev to save it. Vimlav, otherwise Terev Tame, let the whole thing go down and become Tame Memela, Vayitamen Biyarin, not to be Metame Biyadaim. Hi, Frakti Gemara. Hi, Moide Rabbi Yezid Rabbi Yeshua. Moide Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yezid Miboile. Okay, the din we understand, but L'chayra, the opinions are mixed up. Because Rabbi Yezid was the one who was always machmer that you're not a bimetame biyadayim, even though it's hayuch le'ibud. Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was meiko. So over here, where we're saying that everybody agrees that you're not a bimetame, since there's a shir of the chulim to be mevatel the truma, so over there, it shouldn't be that Rabbi Yezid is meited to Rabbi Yeshua. The opposite. Rabbi Yeshua, who normally allows you to be metamed to stop it from falling into the chulin, over here is meited that you cannot be metamed and you have to let it fall into the chulin. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Epoch, Anachanami, switch around the sheet. Don't say meited Rabbi Yezid or Rabbi Yeshua. Rather say meited Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Yezid. Rabbi Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua says no. You don't have to switch it around. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a keli that the inside of the keli is tar, and the back of the keli is tameh. And we're not going in the safe of the case where you can't save a betara. Rather, we're going on the ratio where you could save a betara. Where we said, everybody agrees, if you could save a betara, you're mechuyif to save a betara. Now, over here, we're talking about the keli that you're going to use to save a betahara. The inside of the keli is tar, but the back of the keli is tameh, like we had before. When a keli becomes tameh with the tumah derabanan on the back, it's possible that only the back becomes tameh and not the inside. So, ma'u detema, I might have said, nigzer dilma naka behu betruma. Maybe Rabbi Yezer holds that you're not allowed to be metame truma that's hailach le'iba b'yadayim. So maybe over here, even though you're trying to save it, maybe adarabah, maybe you shouldn't try to save it because it's going at the expense that maybe some of the truma is going to touch the back of the kli, and then it comes out that you're being, while you're saving some of the truma, you're being metame some b'yadayim. So maybe over there, even Rabbi Yezer would say not to save it b'tahara. So that's what it means in the ratio. If you could save a revius betahara, even if it means a keli that the inside is tar and the back is tamei, nonetheless Rabbi Lezer agrees that you should use a keli to protect the truma, to save the truma betahara, even though again it might be at the expense that it might cause to be metama other truma biyadayim. Hadin Allah or Larba Asr. The Mishnah continues. Kol shel shemutar le'achol, as long as it's mutter to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, machil, then you're allowed to have enough from the chametz, and therefore you could feed it, lebehema, to an animal, a domesticated animal, a chaya, or to a chaya, a wild animal, with a ifis, or to birds. Umachil lenachri, and you could sell it to a guy, which Gemara is going to obviously have to discuss, what's the chiddush? Once we say it's mutabah, no, why do we have to speak out all these cases? Then the Mishnah continues, mutabah, no, so you're allowed to have enough from it, which again, it seems to be quite obvious. Avers mano, once this man of the Isser passes already, also banasi, from then on you're not allowed to have any pleasure from it. And you cannot use it as fuel to heat up your oven. Which again, the Gemara is going to ask, obviously, if it's also banah, you can't use it as fuel. That's having enough from it. Rebuda says that the only way to be yoyt to the mitzvah of bir chametz is dafka by burning it, not destroying it in any other way. The chum disagree. The chum say, av mefar, you could crumble it up into crumbs, v'zeru the ruach, and throw it into the wind, that it should get scattered all over the place and, for all intents and purposes, be destroyed. Or you could throw it into the water, which again destroys it. So the Gemara is medayik in the Reisha. It says, "Kol shal shem mutar lecho machil." As long as you may eat the chametz, then you're allowed to have enough from the chametz. Which implies, "Hakol shal she'ena mutar lecho." Once you're not able to eat the chametz anymore, in a machil, then at that same time, you're no longer allowed to have enough from your chametz. You're no longer allowed to feed it to your animals. Lema masdizin toy kibuda. If that's the case, then it should come out that our Mishnah is not the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The E Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika Chomish, you have the fifth hour, the Eina Oichel, Umachel, that at that point in time, you're not allowed to eat the Chomets, but nonetheless, you're allowed to have enough from the Chomets. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Remeir says, Oichel Kol Chomish, you're allowed to eat Chomets until the end of the fifth hour. V'starvin B'tchila Sheish, and when you burn Chomets is the beginning of the sixth hour. So when does Chomets become Aser Ba'na? In the beginning of the sixth hour, and until then, until the end of the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz, and you're allowed to have enough from the chametz. So they are both essentially at the same time. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oichlin Kol Arba, you could eat chametz only till the end of the fourth hour. V'toyin Kol Chomesh, in the fifth hour, it hangs, you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't yet have to burn it because it's still Mutar Bahana. V'sarvim mitchil ha-sheish, and when do you burn it? In the beginning of the 6th hour. So like Rabbi Yudah, it's not true, the Diyag of the Mishnah. It's not, we don't say as once you can't eat it, you can't have anah anymore. That's not true. In the 5th hour, you could still have anah from it, even though you may not eat it. Masbi, our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yudah. So the Gemara continues, Elamai Remeirhi. So what are you going to say? That our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yudah, rather it's Remeir. If that's the case, Hai kol shel shem mutar lecho machil, why does the Mishnah have to use that extra word, mutar? As long as it's mutar to eat, then machil you could have anah. Why didn't it just speak simply? As long as you may eat, you may have enough from it. From the fact that it says mutter, the implication is as long as it's mutter for someone or something to eat, then machel, then everybody could have enough from it. That's not the opinion of a mayor either. So rather, says the Gemara, you're right. The Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Gamliel. The Tanan, Rav Gamliel says, Chulin nechavim kol arba. Chulin is like Rav Yehuda. It could be eaten only through the 4th hour. Truma kol chomesh. However, truma, we give you an extra hour, and it could be eaten through the 5th hour. V'sarfim betchila shesh, and you burn it in the beginning of the 6th hour. V'achi kama, and this is what the Mishnah says. Kol shal shem muter lecho koyim betruma. As long as there is a heter to eat, not for you, but as long as a koyim may eat truma, Yisrael machol chulin, then the Yisrael could feed his chulin lebeim lechayel oifus to behemus chayus or oifus. Now the Gemara asks, Lamali the Mr. Behema, Lamali the Mr. Chaya. Why did the Mishnah have to mention specifically a behema, a domesticated animal, and a chaya? We should just say, Macho, you could feed it. So the Gemara says, Tzricha. You need to mention both. To eat on a behema, had the Mishnah only mentioned behema, I might think a behema, it makes sense that you can give it to as long as it's mutabah na dimishaira, because even if it's not going to eat the whole thing and it's going to leave some over, chazila, you're going to see it, and therefore you won't come to be ever by your rabbi matzah because you'll get rid of it. Avo chaya, but if you feed it to a chaya, dimishaira kamatzah lo. That maybe if it's going to leave something over, then you're going to run into a problem because a chaya doesn't leave it around like a behema does. A chaya takes it to his den, to his burrow, and he hides it. So now, emaloi, maybe you shouldn't give it to him because you're running the risk that he's going to leave something over. And if you leave something over, you're going to have a problem because you're going to have chametz somewhere that's hidden. The itan achaya, and the opposite, had it only said that you're allowed to be machol to achaya, so I may have said, mishum di mishaira, miyos matzna, because even if it leaves over, but at least it's going to hide it. So once it's hidden, it's not going to be accessible in your rishus, so there won't be bayir or bayir matzah, so you don't have to worry about it. Avo behema, but if you give it to a behema, let us be afraid, zim in the mishara, that maybe it's going to leave some over. V'loy masik adayte, and it's going to be in the open, but you're not going to realize that it left it over, and you're not going to get rid of it. But it, since it's open, since it's accessible in your rishus, v'kayala b'bayir or bayir matzah, you'll be over bayir or bayir matzah. So that's why we have to say in both cases, you could give it to a behema, you could give it to chaya, and we're not afraid that the chaya is going to hide it, or the behema is going to leave it there, and you're going to miss it. Now, the Rishonim speak out over here. We had in the first parak, if a weasel takes something and hides it, it's a problem. Over here we're saying that when a chaya hides it, it's okay, because it's not accessible. Only when a behema hides it up, leaves it over, is it a problem. So the Rishonim answer, there's a difference between a weasel that lives in the house and other chayas. Other chayas, they hide it very well. They hide it to an area that it's not accessible. Once it's not matzi, it's lecho, so then you're not everybody matzi. Masha Engin, a weasel, yes, he'll hide it somewhere in the house, but it might be in an area that's accessible that you might come across it over Pesach. Therefore, it might end up being a problem by a matzi, and therefore that's why we had in the first paragraph that when a weasel has it, it's going to be an issue. Going back to the Gemara, Oifus Lamali, why does the Mishnah have to mention give it to birds? What's the chiddush of birds? And for the Gemara, I didn't tell a behemah of a chaya. Once you mentioned that you could give it to your behemah, you can give it to your chaya, tani nami Oifus, so then the Mishnah said Oifus as well, even though there's no chiddush in Oifus. Umaychle Nachri. Then we said you could sell it to a guy. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, obviously, if it's Mutar Bahana, why can't you sell it to a guy? So Mara says, La Fuki Me Haitan is coming to exclude the opinion of the following price. So the Tanya, Beishama Yoimrim, Beishama says, La Yimkur, Odom Chemtze, the Nachri, a person may not sell chomets to a guy before Pesach. Elim Kenir Deaboy, unless you know, unless you can ascertain, Sheyichwe Kodem Pesach, that it's going to be totally finished before Pesach. The reason is because Beishami holds once the chiyuv of beer is chal on the chametz, it's not enough to make it not yours to get it out of your possession. The chametz has to be gotten rid of. Selling it to a guy, if the guy's going to eat it, so it's gotten rid of. But if the guy is not going to eat it, it's going to stay in the guy's house. So then you weren't yaitzu the chiyuv of beer chametz, of getting rid of the chametz. Therefore, you may not sell chametz to a guy unless you know for sure you're selling him a small amount and it's far enough before Pesach that you know for sure it's going to get done, it's going to be finished before Pesach. Beisil says no. As long as it's mutter to eat the chametz, so the chametz is mutter ba'na, mutter lumka, you could sell it to the guy. Once it's sold to the guy, it's no longer in your position, you don't have to care about it. And that's what the town of our mission is saying, you could sell it to a guy, like to tell us like Beisil, Lafuke de Shito Vesha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira says, Kutach is some type of dairy dip that they used to have in those days. Now, obviously, if they always dip their bread into it, it's going to get full of crumbs, which are chametz. So there, but it's something that's a dip, so it takes a long time to finish off. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, this Kutach, the whole mini Kutach, or anything similar to this, Kutach, also, Rimkor Shleishim Yom Kedem Pesach, you cannot sell to a guy within 30 days of Pesach. Because if you sell within 30 days, the Chiyuv Tashpisu was already Chal, like we said in the last parak. And you know for sure he's not going to finish it, or probably he's not going to finish it before Pesach, so you're not getting rid of the chametz. Masha Enke, once is more than 30 days before Pesach, at that point in time, you don't have to be concerned with Bir Chametz, because the Chiyuv of Chametz only... the chiyuv of worrying about Hilchos Pesach only starts Shleishim Yom Kedem Achag. So at that point in time, even though he's not going to get rid of it before Pesach, it's not an issue. Umuter Bano. Then the Mishnah continued that as long as you're allowed to eat it, so then it's Muter Bano. In fact, Umar Pshita, we just gave a bunch of examples of Ano, so obviously it's Muter Bano. Says the Gemara, Tzricha Shechachay Kedem Zmani. When the Mishnah says Muter Bano, it doesn't mean to say it's Muter Bano now while you're allowed to eat it. Rather, it means to say that if you were chorcha, if you singed it, if you burnt it, at this time, before the Zmana Isser, so now it's mutar bana even on Pesach. Because once it's already burnt before the Zmana Isser, it's no longer considered chametz, and even on Pesach you can have enough from it. Now, Tosfos speaks out another Rishonim as well, that this is only if it was burnt to the point that it's already nifsal me'achilas kelev. But once it hits that point that it's nisam me'achilas kelev, so as long as that happened before Pesach, so now what's left you may have enough from it even on Pesach. The kamashal onke the rava, then that's teaching us like rava. The amar rava charchay koydim zmanoi. If you burn the chametz before the zmana iser muter bano, then you may have enough from it afilu lachas zmanoi even after the zmana iser already came. Then the mishnah continued over zmanoi. Once the zmana iser passed by, came. Also bano, from that point in time, it's also bano. Pshita. Obviously, it's the Zman Eser. Says the Gemara, Loitzricha L'shoyes Rabbanon. What the Mishnah is coming to say is, even in the time of the Rabbanon, in the sixth hour, Midaraisa, we know, like it says in the last parak, that it's only also from Chatzoyis Enan, in the beginning of the seventh hour. But even in the sixth hour, which is only also the Rabbanon, nonetheless, it's already considered also bano, and therefore it's considered worthless. Like we know, we had this already quoted in the first parak. The Amar of Gid, Amar of Chiyah Bar Yosef, Amar of Yechanan, Hamekadesh, someone who gives kedushin to a woman with chametz, Mishay Shoyis Ulamala, from the beginning of the sixth hour, according to Rashi's pshat, and An, meaning it's only a time that's also midrabanan, Afilu Bechitikur Naisa, and even though it's this wheat that comes from the mountains of Ararat, which was hard wheat, and therefore one may have thought to say that it doesn't become chametz too easily. Nonetheless, once that wheat becomes wet, we have to suspect that it became chametz. And therefore, in Cheshishin L'Kedushin, it's already Asabana, and the Kedushin is meaningless. We don't care for that Kedushin. So we see, even once it became Asam Midrabanan, it's already considered Asabana, it's already called worthless, to the point that the Kedushin would not be a valid Kedushin. V'layasu Beitanu V'Kirayim, you cannot use it as fuel to heat up your ovens. Says the Gemara Pshita, obviously not, it's Asabana. So the Gemara answers, Leitzricha, the Chiddush is, El Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa, that the only way to be Yaitz Bir Chametz is by burning it. So Salka Daitachamina, I may have thought to say, Hayo, The Amr Rabbi Yehuda mitzvasi b'sreifa. Since Rabbi Yehuda says the mitzvah is to burn it, bahadik dikasarf lay, as you were burning it, lishanime, you may have enough from it, meaning enchanam, you can't use it separately and have enough from it, it's also bana. But maybe when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with it, I'm getting rid of it, I'm being yoytze my chiv of burning it. So maybe as I'm burning it, then I could have enough from it. So maybe I could burn it in my oven and use it as fuel and kill two birds with one stone, so to say, burn the chametz and end up having pleasure from it. Kamash v'lom, that you may not, that even as you're burning it, you're not allowed to have enough from it. Amar Chizkia. Chizkia said, minayin lechametz bepesach she'osu bana. Obviously, our mission was taking on the whole time that once chametz is also to be eaten, not only is also to be eaten, you may not even have enough from the chametz. Where's the source of the Torah for that? How do we know that chametz on Pesach is usher even to have pleasure from it? Maybe it's only usher to be eaten. So he answers Shenema, because it says in the Torah with regard to chametz, lo ye'ochel chametz. Now normally, the way to say it is lo ye'ochel chametz. Why did the Torah deviate and write it in this funny way, lo ye'ochel chametz? To teach us, lo yehei bai heter achila, that not only may you not eat the chametz, but furthermore, you may not do anything with the chametz that could bring you to achila. I mean, if you have pleasure from the chametz, so pleasure usually translates into money, it's something that you pay for, so you have a financial gain by having this hanah, because now you don't have to pay for it otherwise. So, and that extra money you could use to buy food. So any hana, anything, any benefit, which is something that could bring to achilas chametz, to achila is also to do with the chametz. Says the Gemara, taima, so this implies that the only reason why chametz is also the hana is the kasar achmar layach, because the Torah went out of its way to say layach chametz. Had the Torah not written Layecho, rather would have just said a normal lashon Layecho chametz, Layecho chametz, Havamina, then I would have said, it only implies that it's also to be eaten, but not also to have ana. Upligin Rabavo, that argues on Rabavo. The Amar Rabavo, because Rabavo says, Kol makom shenema Layecho, 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 any time that the Torah gave an Isra Achila, in any expression, whether it's Layecho, whether it's Layecho, whether it's Layecho, Echad Isra Achila, Echad Isra Achila, Echad Isra Mashma, the implication is that it's also both to be eaten and also even to have anah from it. Achif Machakotzev, unless the Torah specifies that it's mutter to have anah from it, Kederash Parlok Benevela, like it did in the parasha of Nevela, eating the dead corpse of an animal, that over there the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat a Nevela, but you may have enough from the Nevela. So basically, Amachlekes is, according to Chizkiya, the default position is an Isra Achila is Mutter Ba'na, unless the Torah went out of its way to say that it's Aser Ba'na, like it did by Chametz, Lo Ye Achel. And Rabbi Avolus is the exact opposite. Anything that's also ba'achilo, the default position is, we assume that it's also ba'ana, unless the Torah went out of its way to tell us that it's mutter ba'ana. Where is this by nevela? Ditanya, lo'yisleichu kol nevela. The pasuk says you may not eat a nevela. Rather, la'ger asher b'sharecha titnena, you should give it to a ger. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean a ger tzedek, because a ger tzedek is not allowed to eat the same things that he is not allowed to eat. Rather, it means a ger teshev. So a ger teshev that lives in your gates, you can give it to him as a present, v'achala, and he could eat it. Or you could sell it to a guy. So the Torah is telling us over here explicitly that you're allowed to have anah from the nevelas. That's why it's mutabana. But otherwise, it would be asurbana. The Baisa continues, I might think you're only allowed to give it to the guy as a present, as a matana, or sell it to a guy. What about the opposite, leger b'mechira, if you want to sell it to the ger toshav? Minayin, how do you know that even that's mutter? Tamal loymar, because it says in the pasuk, leger asher b'sharecha titnena oymachar, meaning since the words titnena oymachar are written in the middle of the pasuk, so we could play around with the punctuation, and we could read the middle with the totally going on the beginning of the pasuk, and you could read as follows: to the ger that's in your gates, you could give it as a present or sell it to him. Lenachri bin Asina minayin, How do you know that you're allowed to give it to the guy as a present? Talmud Lomar, again, we're going to take the middle of the pasuk and read it totally with the end of the pasuk, ignoring the beginning of the pasuk, and you'll read it as follows. Titnana v'achora, you can give it as a present to be eaten, oimachor, or sell it lenachri, to a guy. So the fact that, it's, again, that it says titnana v'achora in the middle, it could be, they could both be going back on ger, or both be going forward, ahead, on nachri. Nimtza asleimer, so it comes out at the end of the day, echa ger ve'echa nachri, they're both to a ger, and both to a guy, you could either sell it or you can give it as a present to Remeir. That is the shita of Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The halacha is you have to take the pasuk like it's literally said. Leger ben nesina, to a ger is only mutter to give it ben matana. You may not sell it. Ulenachri, and to a guy is the opposite. Bemechir, you have to dafka sell it. You cannot give it as a present. Says the Gemara, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Isau kedaito kedamra Remeir, if you want to say, like Remeir says, that from the fact that it says titnena v'achalo oimachor in the middle, it's going back on both, and everything's mutter, both to a ger and to a goy. So if that's the case, lichtev rachmano, lagera shebisharecha titnena v'achalo umachor, with a vav, it should say, either give it as a present to be in, and sell it. Oy lamali. Why does the Torah have to, instead of writing umacher, why does the Torah write that extra word of oymacher? So must be that the oy is making a break in the pasuk to tell us that tenena is only going back on the first half of the pasuk of ger, and the macher is only going forward on the second half of the pasuk of goy. That the Torah is coming to tell us that that the pasuk is dafka literally, and you can't do it the opposite way. Remeir will answer you back. No, you know why the Torah wrote the word oy macher as opposed to umacher? Lehakin nesina de ger lemechir de nachri, to tell us that nesina, giving it as a present to a ger teishiv, takes precedence over mechir to a nachri. Meaning, if you have a choice between the two, the Torah would rather you give it to the ger teishiv than to give it to the guy. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, you don't need the ay to tell us that, because halei tzarech kro, that doesn't require a pasuk, that you know miswara. Because kiven the ger atam etzuv al chiyosai, you are mechuyiv to be mechayev, if you have a poor ger taishav, who doesn't have enough food to support himself, you're mechuyiv to keep him alive, you're mechuyiv to support him. V'nachri atam etzuv al chiyosai, whereas a guy, you're not mechuyiv to be mechayev, you're not mechuyiv to support. So, Leitzarachah, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that a ger takes precedence over a guy. Svarahu, it's a svarah. Obviously, since you're mechuyev to support him, you should take care of him first. So if you have a choice who to give it to, give it to the ger taisha first. So why then did the Torah write oy macher? It's not telling us that the ger takes precedence, but rather it's coming to tell us that dvarim kichsavon. So now that we've finished the braisa, now the Gemara goes back to Reb Avo. Reb Avo wanted to derive from here that had the Torah not given a heter hana, it would imply that it's also not only b'achila but even b'hana. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam le Remeir, I understand according to Remeir, the Amar Echad Ger Vechad Nachri Ben Mechir Ben Mesina, that at the end of the day, all hanois are mutter. You could, whether it's to a ger or whether it's to a guy, you could sell it and you could give it as a matana." So if that's the case, the pasuk is not coming to limit you and tell you what type of hana is mutter. So why did the Torah have to say anything? The Torah could have just said, don't eat it, and obviously Hana would be mutter. So must be, from the fact that we have a pasuk that say that an avela is mutter b'hana, it's mashma, hokol isurim shebetorah, that any other isur in the Torah, where the Torah did not specify that it's mutter b'hana, bein b'achila bein b'hana. So then the baseline would be, the default position would be, that it's also in both, not only in Ba'achila, but even to have Ana. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amal Dvarim Kichsavon, who the also that he says that the reason why the Torah wrote Leger Bishurechot Inenno V'Achala Imachol Enochri is to tell us that a ger is dafka in a matana and not in mechira, and by a guy is the opposite, dafka mechira and not in matana. So the reason why the Torah told it to us is to limit you, to tell us dafka to do it this way and not the other way. So it's not extra to teach us that otherwise you would have thought that it's asur ba'ana. So hakol isurim shebetorah min aloy de asurim ba'ana. So where does he have a source to say that the Stam Yisra Achila means to say not only Yisra Achila, even Yisra Anof, and the fact that the Torah wrote an extra Heter Anof somewhere, that it tells us that because of that, must be that it's coming to imply that wherever else the Torah didn't give a Heter Anof, Min Astam, you assume that it's Asim Anof. Where do you see it? You don't see it from this pasuk because the Torah had to write it over here for Dvarim Kichsavim. It's not an extra Heter Anof. So that the Gemara is going to continue in Mirch Hashem in the next blot or two. First, what the source of Reb Avo is, and then, in general, going back and forth, all the different cases, how to reconcile both the Shita of Chizkiya and Reb Avo, whether it should be Mutter, the default position is whether it should be Mutter Bana until we know otherwise, or the opposite, it should be Asr Bana until we know otherwise. Okay.